We're not ending the week without some nod to Halloween, no way. It's a big deal in many places around the globe these days. For those in Germany who want to get a scare, they can drive 20 minutes south of Frankfurt to the crumbling ruins of Castle Frankenstein. Or is it Frankenstein? Anyway, the castle was once home to a real mad scientist, and now its doors creak open for Halloween. Caitlin Raig has that story.
The ruins of Castle Frankenstein sit high on a hill surrounded by dense forest. On this cold night, a thick fog shrouds the former fortress, making it the perfect stage for one of Germany's oldest haunted houses. Visitors nervously crowd outside the castle's front gate. A clown with fangs beckons them to enter. Inside, more scary clowns appear, jumping up behind people and pushing them into dark corners. Monsters hunt down visitors and trap them in coffins. Around 100 creatures prowl the castle grounds every night. Monsters, werewolves.
We have a lot of werewolves, and we have a monster in the swamp. And we have this bad baby with a knife as a monster here. It's good looking. It's very good looking.
Walter Schiele is a writer and historian. He spent the past few decades unearthing Castle Frankenstein's often ghoulish history through research and talking with locals.
They tell a lot of black stories around this castle.
Witches supposedly came here to drink the water from a magic spring in hopes of staying young. And Schiele says one of the castle's most famous inhabitants, Johann Conrad Dippel von Frankenstein, likely served as the inspiration for Mary Shelley's Gothic novel. Dippel was both an alchemist and grave robber at the beginning of the 18th century.
He stole the bodies, the fresh buried bodies, from the cemetery of Niederbeerbach.
Schiele says the local mayor became so angry about the grave robbing, he spread even darker rumors, saying Dippel was the blood brother of the devil and had performed a wicked experiment.
From the parts of the bodies he has robbed from our cemetery, he formed his monster.
It's alive! Oh, it's alive! It's alive! It's alive!
And this monster escaped, and now he is roaming the forest in search of virgins to play with.
Randy Van Zandt and his wife Manuela drove to Castle Frankenstein from Stuttgart, a few hours away. They didn't know much about the castle's history, but they'd heard it's one of the few places here to get really spooked at Halloween.
Because in Germany, we don't really celebrate it, so we decided this year we're really going to make it a bigger deal.
Celebrating Halloween in America is a little bit more intense, can be a little bit more dramatic, but of course that's what we love.
Van Zandt is recently retired from the U.S. Army. His wife Manuela is German. Halloween was never a big deal in Germany, but that changed when the U.S. military stayed on here after World War II. The haunted house at Castle Frankenstein was actually the brainchild of U.S. soldiers who launched the event about 40 years ago. Van Zandt says he's seen interest in Halloween grow since he first came to Germany in the mid-90s.
You see a lot of German people coming on post, and the kids are doing trick-or-treating along with the American kids. So the Germans are starting to get on board, and I think they like it. They enjoy it. It's fun.
One German who's definitely fallen under Halloween's spell is Ellen Riedman. By day, she works at a bakery. At night, she performs at Castle Frankenstein, dressed as Stephen King's murderous clown, It. She still remembers her first visit to the castle.
Das war wie eine zweite Welt. Also das war unglaublich.
She says it was like another world. It was unbelievable, the effort and level of detail that's put into the show. Later, she thought, she has to take part in this. Riedman understands what draws people to the castle at Halloween every year. She says it's the kick, the adrenaline kick. People can't experience that in everyday life. And the idea that on Halloween, the worlds between the dead and the living mix, that gives people goosebumps. Those who miss the haunted house at Halloween can come back after Christmas, when the ghost of Dippel von Frankenstein supposedly appears. Locals say he sits atop the chapel roof, howling for his monster to return. For The World, I'm Caitlin Raig, Darmstadt, Germany.